Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings whittled their roster down to 53 players, and the season opener is coming up in about a week. Lots to get to. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Alex in Thief River Falls. Who had an unexpectedly good preseason and now has you excited to see him play in the regular season? Well, I'll give you two names. One is a little bit unexpected, and the other one is expected and is good news. The unexpected one, rookie TJ Clemmings. It's unexpected because we didn't know that Phil Loholt was going to go down, but unfortunately, Phil did. Fortunately, TJ Clemmings has stepped in and has looked pretty good. Very good in pass protection, improving as a run blocker. I like what he's going to have in store for the Vikings this season. Defensively, how about Sharif Floyd? He was disruptive almost every step of the way this preseason. Had perhaps his best game of the preseason against the Dallas Cowboys. Very disruptive against the run. Can be a good pass rusher as well. I really like the way Sharif Floyd looks heading into the season. Our next question comes from Brad. With Adrian Peterson back in the mix, do you think opposing defenses will still play eight in the box with Teddy playing so well? Well, I think with as well as Teddy has played both at the end of last season and then all of training camp when he completed over 80% of his passes, I think that is going to cause some defenses to second guess the approach of putting eight in the box because Teddy has shown the ability to burn defenses who do that. But it's still Adrian Peterson, the MVP from 2012, the guy who ran for 2,000 yards and is going to come back motivated. With that being said, I think defenses are still going to focus on Adrian. So the pressure is on Teddy in the passing game to respond. Our next question comes from Dylan. What are the three keys to beating San Francisco and starting 1-0? Well, let's start with tempo. The Vikings will be on the road in a hostile environment on Monday Night Football in the season opener and home opener for the San Francisco 49ers. So the crowd will be wild and the Niners are going to have a bunch of energy. The Vikings must match that energy and tempo. They must bring the heat to San Francisco. Number two, contain Colin Kaepernick. The athletic, shifty, fast, big-armed quarterback can ruin games if you don't contain him. You want to keep him in the pocket. Don't allow him to break the pocket and throw on the run or make plays with his feet. And number three, explosive plays on offense. Adrian Peterson, Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, Kyle Rudolph, Jarius Wright, Cordarrelle Patterson, all those guys. We need them to pick up yards in chunks to move the chains, get into the red zone, and score touchdowns. Our next question also comes from Twitter. Thomas asks, have the Vikings looked at offensive tackle Jake Long? Getting a lot of questions about veterans who are still on the market and whether the Vikings have interest in them. Tim Jennings was one. Here's Jake Long. Here's the thing about the veterans. Teams might want to see what they have with their young players before they look to go to the veteran free agent market. Remember, if a vested veteran is on the roster week one, his salary is guaranteed for the whole season. So watch for teams to look to their young players first, and if they don't like what they see, then they'll go to the open market. Jordan has the next question. Does it look like we could be using a four tight end system, or is it a bit too early to tell? Well, the Vikings kept four tight ends on the 53-man roster. Kyle Rudolph, Rhett Ellison, Mykole Pruitt, and Chase Ford. But remember, only 46 players can be active on game day, so it's very possible that one or two of those tight ends could be inactive on some game day. So I don't expect to see many four or even three tight end sets, but with the group of tight ends the Vikings do have, North Turner has some flexibility in using two or three on a play at a given time. The bottom line is, it's a very versatile group and a group that can be very good in the passing game. They'll be great tools for Teddy Bridgewater to use. The last question comes from Caleb. What do you think of Stephon Diggs and what role will he play in North Turner's offense? Well, we could have used Stephon Diggs in the first question of the Pick Six as a guy who had an exciting preseason and we're looking forward to watching him in the regular season. Stephon Diggs has come on strong as a rookie, both as a punt returner and as a receiver in training camp in the preseason. What role does he have on offense? I think that remains to be seen. The Vikings kept six wide receivers, but there's no guarantee that all of them will be active on game day. So don't be surprised if Stephon Diggs, 3-2. So don't be surprised if Stephon Diggs is inactive in some of those early season games. But I expect him to continue to impress, and one day this season maybe he could be active. And if that's the case, he'll be asked to contribute both as a returner and as a receiver. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. But remember, we'll be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. And also remember, it's game week. plenty of content on Vikings.com this week as we prepare for the Monday Night Football season opener the Vikings have against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll see you next week.